At Public.com, you can earn 5.1% APY with a high-yield cash account. And while we can't say it's officially the highest interest rate out there, we can say this. It's higher than Robinhood, SoFi, Wealthfront, Capital One, and the big banks, too. Ready to start earning 5.1% APY on your cash? Check out the high-yield cash account on Public.com. This is paid for by Public Investing. 5.1% APY as of March 26, 2024, and is subject to change. A high-yield cash account is a secondary brokerage account with Public Investing, member FINRA/SIPC. Funds from this account are automatically deposited into partner banks where they earn a variable interest and are eligible for FDIC insurance. Neither Public Investing nor any of its affiliates is a bank. U.S. only. Learn more at public.com/disclosure/high-yield-account.
This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. And we know that figuring cause and effect in a beast as complicated as the American economy can be a tricky business. That said, though, sales figures out from carmakers today do give us a chance to take a peek under the hood, if you will. GM sales rose 10% last month, Ford 13%. Chrysler had its best August since 2007, 5 years ago. Driving things was an economic concoction of pent-up demand, better supplies, easier credit, and, as Adrian Hill explains now from the Marketplace desk of Go Figure, glimmers of hope in the housing market.
For years, we've blamed the housing market for every which woe in our economy. Well, today, it might deserve a small pat on the back.
Housing starts are actually up about 21% compared to last year this time. And guess what? New car sales are also up nearly as much.
Jesse Toprock is with TrueCar.com.
Well, a lot of times the spark in housing market gives signals to small businesses and construction businesses to go buy new trucks.
And right on cue, pickup truck sales were up in August. But don't go writing a thank you note to the housing market just yet. It's done some, sure, but most of the credit for improved auto sales numbers goes rightfully to the other factors Kai mentioned, demand, supply, and credit access. And not to sound ungrateful, but the housing sector could do more. Lacey Plackey is chief economist at Edmunds.com. She says as home prices tick up, homeowners feel wealthier.
And so this increase in confidence leads people to feel better about their personal situation and to go out and buy.
But Plackey says we're going to need to wait on that bounce.
The slight upturn that we're seeing probably isn't going to make anybody feel like they need to start spending in any significant way.
The other difference housing can make, homeowners using their houses as piggy banks to buy that new car. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.